What if I told you that Marvel Studios is making a new X-Men film in the MCU, but it is not going to be what you think it is? You see, we're actually about to move into a brand new phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The multiverse saga is truly about to happen. If you thought we dove into it already, just wait until you see what is coming next. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm your host, Warren, and today we're going to break down Marvel Studios' plans for the new X-Men movie and the new phase of the MCU that is about to begin. Now, I'm not talking about phase 5 or phase 6, but more like an unspoken phase of things that are about to go down. We'll call it a stage so we don't get confused. But the next stage of the MCU is truly going to turn the MCU into the MCM, the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. Because yes, a new X-Men movie is coming, but it's most likely going to take place in another universe, but also at the same time remain a part of the MCU. Now, first and foremost, we have a ton of reports stating that Marvel Studios is indeed developing an X-Men movie, and this movie will come out before Avengers Secret Wars. According to Production Weekly, the X-Men film is supposed to begin production late of 2025. Also, many other insiders like Daniel RBK have stated that the movie is looking to come out before Secret Wars. But again, it doesn't look like this film is going to take place in our universe, and Marvel Studios has a very specific plan for this. And I believe they set this up in the post-credit scene for The Marvels. Now, if you haven't heard, they are also doing this for the new Fantastic Four film. The new Fantastic Four reboot will take place in another universe, not the main MCU. And all of them are going to come together. And yes, this could lead to a pretty big feud, like an Avengers versus X-Men story. But of course, we all know that even if that does happen, eventually it will be all about them uniting and going up against Kang. But here's what Marvel's plans are. Show us different sides of the multiverse, not our specific universe, but the multiverse, to have everybody understand just how big Secret Wars is going to be. And this actually all starts with Deadpool and Wolverine. Yes, Deadpool is in the MCU now, but don't get that mistaken with him being in the main MCU timeline. So the main MCU timeline is what we have all basically followed up until now, from the very first Iron Man movie to Avengers Infinity War and Endgame, all the way up until now. Everything that we've seen has been a part of our main MCU timeline. Yes, Doctor Strange has gone outside of our universe, outside of the main timeline, but that movie, for the most part, was in the main timeline. It started there and it ended there. The Fantastic Four and the X-Men films will be different because the entirety of their films will take place in another universe, not a part of the main MCU timeline. However, they all exist in the MCU, and Marvel confirmed this recently. Marvel Studios and Disney have listed X-Men 97 as a part of the multiverse saga. Now, of course, this is the new animated series that we've been watching, and of course, it is not a part of the main MCU timeline. It's not like part of it is live action and then the X-Men part of it is animated. That's not how it works. They exist in two different universes. But Marvel is confirming here, they are all a part of the same multiverse. So they're showing us many sides of the multiverse. Now, side note, does that mean that some X-Men from X-Men 97 could pop up in Avengers Secret Wars? Sure. Absolutely. It doesn't mean that they will. It doesn't mean Marvel Studios will decide to do that. However, we have seen the reverse in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. We did see, and spoiler alert, mute this for 5 seconds if you haven't seen the film yet, we did see Donald Glover's Prowler in live action form in the animated universe. And it might be cool to see some animated characters in a live action universe, or perhaps when they cross over, they will simply turn into live action form. Again, not confirmed by any means, just speculation at this point in time, but it is definitely possible. But that brings us to this new stage of the MCU, where we are not only going to see things from our main universe's perspective, but we are going to dive into other universes. And that's where the new X-Men film comes into play. It'll be set in its own universe, a universe where we have already seen Dr. Hank McCoy, aka Beast, and he even mentioned Professor X. And that's something very important to note, because in that universe, Professor X is alive. In the post-credit scene for The Marvels, Beast specifically says Charles asked for an update. He also said that Monica Rambeau has found herself in a parallel reality to her own, and then he specifically said, which is impossible. So in their universe, they didn't exactly know that the multiverse is essentially real. And if they did know it was real, they didn't know it was possible to go between universes to other universes. As he clearly states in this scene, that's impossible. But like I mentioned, there is a very specific reason that Marvel Studios is doing this. And we have a new report today from Alex Perez from the Cosmic Circus. He states, there's a reason they're making the Fantastic Four's debut in an alternate universe where the 60s look like the Jetsons brought to life. They need to establish just how big the threat this saga can be, that it can even cross over to different universes. Now, obviously, he is talking about the Fantastic Four being set in a different universe, but the same thing can apply to the X-Men film if it takes place in a separate universe, in which we've already been introduced to another universe where the X-Men are there. And Marvel Studios clearly has plans for this universe. Now, like I mentioned, this all kind of starts with Deadpool and Wolverine, because we are going to see Deadpool go to different universes, but we might not actually see him go to the main Marvel timeline until the very end of the film. Back to what I was saying, the whole entire Deadpool and Wolverine movie takes place inside the MCU, just not the main universe. However, I believe that pretty soon there's not going to be a main universe, and this is actually going to set up the new X-Men, the actual new X-Men, with new characters, new castings, etc., in the new main timeline. It is going to be different than the one that we have now. You see, from what we know about the new Fantastic Four reboot film, by the end of the movie, the universe is going to be in threat of an incursion. We believe that the Fantastic Four have some type of multiverse travel device that allows them to escape before their universe gets destroyed. But you see, in the comics, an incursion is really an event that started that is kind of like a domino effect. It pushes Earths into other Earths across all universes. Now, Marvel Studios has obviously tinkered with that a little bit. It's not exactly the same as the comics, because they've stated that simply one person from one universe being in a different universe could trigger an incursion. So we're learning that people can trigger incursions, but I'm sure there is going to be somewhat of a domino effect as well. Plus, not to mention, Kang is going around destroying universes. So we're going to see the destruction of the new Fantastic Four universe, because that's going to establish how big of a threat incursions really are and how threatened the true multiverse is right now. And that is going to go on into the X-Men movie. This is how we're going to get the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, and the Avengers all into one universe, since obviously right now all three teams are separated. This of course goes into the events of Avengers Secret Wars, where they all work together to defeat Kang the Conqueror or Kang's Beyonder variant or whoever a new villain might be if Marvel Studios does have plans to move away from Kang the Conqueror. So Marvel will allow us to see what it's like from other universes' points of view, which I think is incredible. I think it's an amazing idea. Then they bring them all together in a huge Avengers Endgame moment, and they all fight together to defeat Kang. But as I mentioned in other videos, I don't think they can fully restore the multiverse. And this, of course, is all a part of Marvel's plans. Because moving forward, they want to keep some characters that we currently have in the main MCU timeline, but we still need to get the X-Men and the Fantastic Four in the same main timeline moving forward after the soft reboot. You see, not only does the soft reboot make sense story-wise after Avengers Secret Wars, but it's kind of a weapon used by Marvel Studios to essentially get everything they want now. Due to Fox owning so many rights to so many characters, when the MCU started, the MCU never could really live up to its full potential. And even though right now in the multiverse saga, Marvel is giving us the Fantastic Four and the X-Men, it is very different than having them in the same universe as the Avengers characters from the very beginning. That is going to be the next saga of the MCU, where all of our favorite heroes are finally together. And from what we've heard, Kevin Feige is essentially using the soft reboot to pick and choose the characters that he wants to stay in the MCU or leave. Get rid of. And it works, because in the 2015 Secret War storyline, Reed Richards, with the help of his son, Franklin Richards, restore the multiverse, mostly. You see, what happens is that some people are displaced. For example, Miles Morales, who was in the Ultimates universe, ended up on Earth 616, officially bringing Miles Morales over into the 616 universe. I believe the MCU is going to do the same thing. They'll bring characters over to our main universe, but it's not just going to be characters. Because if you think about it, you need an entire mutant race to get over to the main universe. So what I believe is going to happen is the universe will be restored, but some universes won't be able to completely be restored. Instead, they're going to have to be fused with other universes to survive. And I believe that'll happen with our main universe, giving us a new set of Avengers, giving us some X-Men, and of course, the same Fantastic Four that we'll see in the upcoming reboot. It's also been reported that Iron Man, Captain America, and Black Widow, they're going to be returning, but they'll be new. They're not going to be Robert Downey Jr. Jr., Chris Evans, or Scarlett Johansson, they'll be completely new characters. Again, this would really only make sense if our main universe got fused with other universes in which they had their own Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow, and other heroes as well. And this is really the beauty of Avengers Secret Wars and the multiverse saga in general. It's an amazing opportunity to have an incredible story and see many different heroes come together from different universes, but at the same time, the ending of it offers Marvel a blank slate. They can now create the true Marvel Cinematic Universe that they've wanted to create since the very beginning, one where in the same universe, the Avengers, X-Men, Fantastic Four, and more exist. And that's the future, which I'm really excited about. But to get there, that's extremely exciting as well. The Fantastic Four, the X-Men, some Avengers films, a new Doctor Strange film, Shang-Chi, and of course, Avengers Secret Wars. A lot is going to happen before we get there, and it's all going to be super, super exciting and hopefully pretty epic. And I like the idea of having an X-Men movie take place in another universe before we get a real, true, new X-Men film. But go ahead and let me know what you think about all of this in the comments down below. Please don't forget to like the video and subscribe to the channel so you can stay up to date on all the latest Marvel news. And if you subscribe and leave a comment, you're entered in a giveaway for a chance to win an Xbox Series X or a PS5. The winner picks one item and we pick one winner at the end of each month. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.